Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, I'm going to close my intros. I have my guests on the line. Actually, I have two lines open right now. Let me see. Hello, Barry.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, my friend? Thanks for coming
on. Good.
Major League pitcher Barry Enright, very gracious with spring training just starting yesterday. A lot of people thought it was Valentine's Day. For men out there, it was actually spring training for all of us to actually care. So tell us how it feels to be back in the swing of things, or at least finally getting able to, you know, run around and be with the team again.
Well, as you know, and we can say that it's a very weird job. Obviously, having about 7 or 8 months on and 4 months off, and, it's not the typical job as we know. And getting back after those 4 months off is always a nice feeling, not just because being on the baseball field and smelling the grass, getting to throw the ball all around again, but getting to see the guys that you because most guys go home, whether it's, on the East Coast and the South, and, get to see some of your buddies, for those 4 or 5 months. And when they get back all together, it's a good time.
Now, what is typically done? Do both players usually relax? I know a lot of them do winter leagues and stuff like that, but typically, what's the mindset when it becomes September, October, whether you're out of it or it's playoff time? What is the mindset? Do they think they're going on vacation coming up soon? Do they start planning stuff with their family? What is the general mindset for a big leaguer?
During the off season for me, I kind of take it easy, for the first few weeks or whatnot. I'm never a low-key guy in the sense of, when trying to take time off. So it's hard for me, to kind of sit around, not jump back right into workouts or not be go, 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 just because, that's kind of how the lifestyle is. But, for me, I always try to do a trip or, something fun during the off season. This off season, I had one of my buddies' weddings I was in, and, I was able, obviously, my first time this year, I resided in Chandler, Arizona. And so I'm from Stockton, California, and not being able to, be home for the first time with the family or the mom, was tough. So obviously making trips back and forth to see them, during the holidays. But, for the most part, most guys, I think, kind of, spend time with the family, because during the year, it's a tough time. And, you don't get as much time, whether if you're married with kids or whatnot, you don't get much time to spend with them. Because you're at the ballpark from about 11 or 12 every day to about, 11 at night. But, it can be tough on families.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. And, a lot of people, Andy Pettit just made this decision, finally made the decision to say, I'm hanging it up, I'm going to watch my kids grow up. And he's, 37, 38? He just came up with great years. And also, I think it was 11-3 at the break. But family was calling, and a lot of people don't seem to realize, hey, you guys make a lot of money, and God bless you for it. That's kind of your job. Is to bring the fans in, and you get paid based on that. If you're a schlub team, you get paid $12. But the Pirates players never get paid anything, just not the market, not all that kind of stuff. But people don't seem to realize what else goes into it, and it is a very tough gig. And speaking of it, there's a lot of nerves that go into it. Last year you got your first taste of big league baseball, and I don't think you're going to look back, and nor should you. How did it feel to toe the rubber for the first time in a big league uniform?
There's no better, word for it other than saying it's a surreal feeling and, something you work for your whole life. You kind of grow up, I played, pretty much every sport. But my dad, pretty much put that baseball in my hand, when I was younger and, coming up through, I actually lost my dad when I was 13. And so being able to, have to go through high school and college kind of without him and, without the support of him, and to be able to be there for my mom and whatnot as well was, was tough. But, kind of being able to go out there on that first day, facing the Cardinals and, having that feeling and knowing that all that thing that I kind of dedicated to him, dedicated to my family, because they've been my rock and they've been there along the whole entire way. And so it wasn't just for me, it was for them, and every time I go out there, it's kind of a special moment for each and every one of us.
And I'm very sorry to hear about your father. Obviously, it's a tough loss.
Thank you.
I know he's looking down on you, saying that the labor, everything that he put into you and your mother and everybody around you, has obviously paid dividends tenfold. So I know.
Thank you very much.
Really,
thank you.
The Diamondbacks are a very interesting team, right? I mean, they just got a new general manager, Kevin Towers. So he was kind of rebuilt the Padres. Did a lot of change, and a lot of people were scratching their heads, and you really didn't know which way to turn. Obviously, Brandon Webb, your rotation mate, is no longer there. He went over to Texas. A lot of people thought that was a great signing, somebody that shouldn't have been let go. Mark Reynolds was traded away to Baltimore, and a bunch of other moves were made. Kelly Johnson just got re-signed today, avoiding arbitration. As a Braves fan, I'm very upset that they actually let him go. Your guys' reward on that.
Yes.
How does the season look so far? How's it shaping up? Do they seem optimistic? Do they seem complacent so far? Do they think that, you know, just because Kevin Towers is there, it's going to be a good season? Or is there a hunger there that every team needs?
Oh, there's definitely a hunger there. And, you know, meeting the guys that we brought in and, you know, great clubhouse guys, like, you know, we said Xavier Nady and, you know, obviously Mike Hampton last year and, you know, Jeff Blum and Willie Bloomquist and, you know, guys that have kind of been there and, you know, been around the game a while, but, you know, kind of been, you know, probably through ups and downs and, you know, J.J. Putz and, you know, people like that to kind of, you know, anchor us in the back end of our pitching staff and be able to kind of be there for, you know, us younger guys when, you know, maybe we have a question or, you know, we have things that need to be answered. You know, for us, there's a lot of optimism. You know, there's obviously the subtractions from our teams and Reynolds, the Roach, and, you know, all those great players. You know, it's tough to see them go. And, you know, obviously even for me, I was very close with, you know, Mark and, you know, being able to see or having to see him go and stuff like that it's a tough thing, you know, but obviously it's a business. And, you know, they understand that as well. But for us as our team now, you know, as we look toward 2011, we have, you know, a lot of expectations within ourselves. And, you know, we say to ourselves, you know, why can't we be, you know, the top of the NL West? Why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? And, you know, it's not saying that we will, and you never know how the season ends up, but obviously everyone's goal at the start of the season is to be that last team standing, and that doesn't change for us. And so, you know, we have confidence in ourselves. Obviously we're just meeting, you know, each other and kind of, you know, as the position players flow in the next few days here, you know, and our team gets all together, it's going to be a good feeling to, you know, be able to mesh with everyone and learn everyone's personalities. And like I said, you know, with great rumors and whatnot of great clubhouse guys that we've brought in, you know, myself personally, I'm very excited.
Now let's put Barry Enright in the position of Kevin Towers or fire management. What moves would you have made? I don't want to say would not have made because I put you in the bad spot, but what moves do you think would have made or who is somebody that you would love to see in a Diamondbacks uniform? Don't say Albert Pujols because that's too easy.
Well, you know, that's very tough for me. It's a tough answer to, you know, to kind of come up with, you know, because obviously for me, my total focus is, you know, to be prepared for the season. And, you know, obviously KT has been, you know, Towers has been very good at what he's done. You know, he did a great job over at San Diego. He's been doing a great job here for, you know, putting these type of guys together, you know, and for us, on the standpoint of our team, it's our job to go out and perform. And so whether he brought a guy in that was worth $10 million, $15 million, or a guy, you know, that's worth the minimum or maybe, you know, $1 or $2 million, you know, to us, that doesn't really matter. You know, for us, it's going out there and performing, no matter who it is and who we, you know, put nine guys out there with. And so, you know, it's tough to say who I would have got. You know, there's been rumors out there that Michael Young, you know, wants to be, if you want an example, wants to be traded. And obviously, you know, we brought Melvin Mora, and he's a great accusation, you know, but that's another big bat that, you know, people have asked us, oh, why don't we go get? And, you know, and obviously there were great players out there and great players that could have been had, but I also believe and have confidence in the job he has done, that, hey, he has been able to bring in the players that he has, you know, brought in. And like I said, it's not always about the most talented or the guy that is, you know, going to put up the huge numbers. It's the team that's going to mesh as a team and the team that's going to, you know, mold together and be able to, you know, to feed off each other and, you know, be able to get hot and be there for each other throughout the, you know, 162 game season and beyond.
Mm-hmm. A very safe answer. I like it. I got to say it's very well put. I know KT is, you guys call him, and I don't think I have the respect enough to call him that. Kevin Towers, your GM, has been doing a great job. He's obviously brought in to do such. It's very soon, but he's made a lot of changes, and I think he's going to change the culture of the Diamondbacks that were looked at as you know, you come in there, you could strike out 9-10 people a night and not even have to blink an eye. And I think that needs to be changed. That's what he's doing. And you guys do have a lot of talent. A lot of people don't realize it because of how, you know, maligned the season was last year. But Justin Upton is still probably, when you put it all together, I mean, he's beyond 5 tools. He's a 6-7 tool guy. He just never really put it together outside of a couple seasons ago. But he fell off second half. But he has all the tools that he needs to actually carry a team. Now, going from that point, let's talk statistics and let's talk fantasy baseball. I'm a big fantasy baseball guy. I'm not sure if you are, let's talk to that. Are you a fantasy baseball guy?
I have been. I haven't done it the last few years, obviously being throughout the minor leagues and, you know, be able to be in the big leagues this year, because it's obviously such a long year. And, you know, football for me, fantasy football is something huge that I do every year, you know, on March Madness and stuff like that, stuff that you don't really have to change each and every day and, you know, have to pay attention to each and every day. Just because, like I said, it's a grueling season. And, you know, as much as, you know, we obviously, you know, we get paid pretty well to do it, along with, you know, something we get to do that we love, you know, it's also a very, you know, it's hard season to go through each and every day, every single day for 162 games. And so I'm not able, actually, you know, to play fantasy baseball. You know, I choose not to, I guess, because it takes a while. But I have in my day, I've definitely played a lot of fantasy baseball.
It also doesn't hurt when you see yourself, your own name on the draft board. I'm sure that's it's not something you're adverse to seeing.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was me, I would just frame that, screen cap it, paste it, post it everywhere. I would just be going nuts with it.
It is pretty cool. It is pretty cool.
I guess last year the video games didn't have you, but when, you know, 2K11 comes out, and I'm actually talking about getting some people from the 2K Sports franchise on my radio show, but when that comes out, MLB The Show comes out, Do you intend to make yourself the number one starter on the Diamondbacks, and do you intend to just pump up all your stats?
Well, it's always fun to do, obviously.
You
know, it's always fun to do. It's always fun, you know, obviously, when you play those games, even when I wasn't on them, you create yourself, and you're always obviously the best guy, and, you know, always, you know, the number one starter. But I think I'll try to play it pretty true, you know, and see if I can battle through all the teams and all the games with what they give me, and we'll see what we'll kind of just go from there.
Now, the same question I asked Mike Hill, ESPN Sports anchor. I had him on last week, and he was gracious enough to come on as well. If not for baseball, and if not a major league pitcher, what would you be doing right now? And after baseball, I mean, I know it's so far away, but do you envision yourself going back to doing what you either went to school for, or what you just, you know, looked at as a kid, is like, wow, I want to be anything. You know, I want to be this, this, and that. Do you envision yourself going back to that dream?
You know, I've it's been very tough on me. I've had that question a lot, and you know, I went to school kind of for advertising with emphasis on business. I have a year left at Pepperdine, which I tend to finish. But if it weren't for baseball, I guess at this moment, and I went for any other sports, I guess I would love to, in a sense, be a teacher. But, as you know, obviously it's a very easy way to say a coach. I would love to coach. You know, it's kind of easy out, in my opinion, you know, just to kind of say because it's still sports-related. But I do like to be very involved, you know, and teach, whether it's kids, whether it's high school, you know, whether it's college, anything along the way, just because I know how I had good teachers and I know how I had, you know, good people in my life and how well they impacted me. And I think I have that, the knowledge throughout that, throughout my baseball career. Obviously it's not, you know, long as in the major league level. But I believe that, you know, that obviously I'm always still learning. I'll never know enough, but I have enough in the sense that I can be a good teacher. And I think I'm good at that. That's something that, you know, I kind of believe would be my path if it wasn't for baseball, you know, and playing it. But if it had to be anything else, you know, it's a tough thing for me. And, you know, that's why you always get scared. You never want to put all your eggs in one basket because you never know what can happen. But it's, you know, I talk about it with my family all the time, and it is a very tough question to come by just because, you know, there's no real answer in my head other than, you know, sports at the moment.
Yeah, I know it's not something you want to think about either. I just,
Definitely a common question, though. Definitely a common question.
Right. Right, absolutely. And I'm hearing a cough right now. I'm not liking it because spring training coming up. I guess you can cough now, but when the season starts, don't, because I intend on actually drafting you. I had you on my team last year as a late piece of pickup, and you actually helped me beat a couple of people that I really wanted to crush. So I appreciate that from you.
Well, I think I helped up until September. You know, in September I struggled a little bit, and you know, I'm sorry to all the fancy, you know, players out there, obviously. But, you know, I have big expectations of myself, I know, you know, and Coach Stamp, I have expectations of myself also. And, you know, I want to have a great year. I believe myself I'm going to have a great year. And so, you know, don't hesitate to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely going to put you on my team again this year. Keep the whip down. I know it was 1.27 last year. I'd like to see it either at that range or a little bit lower. I know you're going to be relied on with your team this year. So, Barry Enright, Major League pitcher for Arizona Diamondbacks, thank you so much for coming on today. Good luck at spring training and to the season. I'll try to get you on again, but I know time is going to get very hectic coming up. So I'll try not to bother you as much on Twitter and so forth.
Oh, you're totally fine. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
All right. Good luck again. God bless. Feel better.
Thanks very much. Take care.